Yo.
I was saying, that's young. 11?
Yeah. Yeah, 11.
Damn.
Just a young kid, man.
I know you can't forget that.
Well, it was tough, right? And, like, so I was the kid that wanted to hold the family together.
You did.
Yeah, I wanted to. Right? But I also understood that, like, my mom deserved so much better. So,
of course.
You know, stuck in a spot. I tried to, like, you know, I got good with the stepmom, got good with the stepkids, right? Those type of, that type of shit. But, like, in all honesty, dude, did not really give a fuck about the new family that was coming into my life.
Yeah, keep it G. Keep it G for the podcast. I hear it.
Right? Like, no. I'm with that, right? Like, I, you know, I have love for my family, like my blood and whatnot, but, you know, now we don't even, like, me and that other side, we, like, barely ever talk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we don't even have each other's phone numbers.
Not at all?
Not really.
Why is that?
Nothing to talk about.
I feel you. I got a cousin I can't even talk to. He ain't even answer my messages.
Right. So, you know, I don't really bother.
Nah, don't bother. If they don't want to talk, don't talk to them.
Well, we just don't have anything in common, man. And I think that's like, so like when we meet up for family dinners, we're fine. Right? Yeah. We connect. We communicate. Like, it's not like hard feelings or anything like that.
Right.
It's just sort of like we grew up, right? Like we grew up and decided unconsciously that we just didn't need to stay in contact.
Like, is he woke?
No, it's girls. It's my dad or the steps.
Oh, okay, the steps. Yeah.
No, they're both female and not woke at all, or not awakened. One is. Like a vigilant Christian type, and then the other one is different. Too different to explain on air. And like not worth it either. I'm not gonna, like, in all honesty, dude, I don't, like, it's my goal, like, whenever I speak about family stuff is never to drag them.
Right, but right,
just to be like, you know what, we just don't have shit in common.
Yeah.
It's like, we do, you know, like we have the same, like, you know, like we have similar parents, but we don't have the same parents, right? One of them. But like, yeah, we just don't have, like, what we enjoy doing isn't the same.
Right. Which is just different people. Right.
Yeah, it just is what it is, man. You know, and like we grow up, and I think like when we're younger, and like, dude, the only reason why I know this or like have an understanding of it is because I do it too, or at least did it too. We like handcuff people. So like either certain ways of living or like certain ways of being, like that type of shit.
That they, like, you're saying, like, they need to be?
Well, we don't let them be. Like, we handcuff people to be in our lives. We handcuff people to stay around, that type of shit. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. But I'm telling you right now, once you focus on your dreams, aspiration, goals, God's purpose, God's will, you know, so many other things, you really won't be focused. You won't even care.
Well, that's really the whole thing, right? Like,
you're focused in, you won't even see it. You won't see anything in your rear view mirror, in the side mirrors, all you're looking is forward, because that's all you see is greatness.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a mentality.
100%.
Success is a mentality. The winners don't always win. They don't win every time. They just win more times than lose. All it is, that's what people don't understand. You just have to win more times than lose. Just like betting, you don't win every time. They just win more than they lose. Simple. That's all it is.
I'm with that, dude. There's that's no all way it is.
Perfectly bet. If you perfectly bet, obviously you're it's rigged. There's no way you can always get it right. I mean, that's, you know what I'm saying? There's no way. In a real game, there's no way. You think the casino's never gonna win money? They would have been, come on now. They would have been got a case on you. They're not dumb. I'm telling you right now, them people are not dumb. So no, they're very smart.
Definitely not dumb.
People are very intelligent. You know, so.
Well, that's their fucking business, dude. What the hell do you think?
Can't just scam them.
No, you think they're just going to be like, oh, no, that was cool. Good work, guys.
Right.
Like, way to go. Way to make us look like idiots. No.
They need theirs. But yeah, like I said, you just win more than you lose.
That's it. And just don't rob the casino because they'll come after you.
Come after you faster than a horse. Horse on a buggy, faster than that new Porsche, Ferrari. They're going to come after your ass. Mm-hmm. I'm not playing with you. They're directly with the government. What do you think they're paying the tax money to? Just with the same people we are.
Nice. That's right.
They're going to get their money, trust me. They're not playing. Mm-hmm. But even though I don't gamble.
No, it's not worth it, dude. Gamble with yourself. Gamble with your own life. Don't gamble with, like... No, I have no purpose. Like, I have no desire to gamble in those ways, unless it's just for fun. Like,
have you ever gambled? Have you ever went to a casino?
Oh, of course, dude.
Yeah.
But never for, like, to make money.
Mm-hmm.
I went for the experience. Like, I figured if people can drop like 2 or 3 bills at a concert and only be there for like 3 or 4 hours and then they'll never experience that again, I could drop like 300 to 400 at a casino and do the same thing.
Right.
But I also have a chance of like leaving with all 300 and still having a good time.
Right.
Right, so that's my focus.
My thing is this. I just feel like you weren't supposed to save money. What do I mean? You're just supposed to make money. Think about that mentality. That's a millionaire, $1 million mentality. That's a abundance mentality.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you it is. Because you're not thinking about, oh, the savings. You know, I just need to make more. It's that simple. There's always money to make. Tell you, you just need to use your mind. Like it's really simple. It's not
gotta
simple.
Gotta guide it towards you.
But you just have to use your mind, and you truly have to. You have to believe in yourself too. If you don't believe in yourself, nothing will ever happen for your life.
That's right.
Just
might as well just give up now.
It'll never manifest because you don't believe in it to manifest, and that goes right back to you create your reality.
Well, okay, let's look at it this way. Like, let's say that you want a certain person in your life, but you're low vibe. Why the fuck would that person want to be in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I'm not saying you gotta be high vibe, you gotta match the vibe of that person.
You do.
Right? And that's the same thing with an object. Match the vibe of the object. And then let it come to you.
Facts.
Right? Like, we like to pressure and push stuff too much. You want that girl? Let that person come to you. Don't push them. And if they don't come to you, then it's just not meant to be. It's not... That's just not... You guys were never supposed to be together. And, like, just get past it. But don't put too much, like, energy or effort on it. That's only going to make you lose time. That's going to make you lose energy.
Don't put too much emotion to it. Just
that's right.
Love.
Because here's... Well, like, if you think about it, dude, at the end of the day, if they want to... Like, if they're going to be with you, they're going to be with you. And if they were putting in the same amount of effort back, you guys would be together.
I promise you, you're speaking facts. I already know the truth. Women is ungrateful. I'm sorry. Any women listen to podcasts,
I'm not saying all women. Listen, I'm just talking about my personal life and what I've seen personally, my own experience. So I know wisdom in this topic because I have knowledge that I've applied and seen into wisdom. So I know the women are ungrateful. They're not really going. A good man, they want a man that really don't care for them, which really makes no sense. How does that make sense? I mean, honestly, I mean, I guess it does to them, but somebody that really don't care about you, that really don't care about your feelings and emotions, like, don't make, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it all comes down to programming, man.
It's a program. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it really does not make sense. That doesn't mean you're not masculine. As a program, they don't want you to have a big heart. So people don't understand. They don't want men to have big hearts because they know it's going to raise the vibration of the fucking planet. That's what I'm saying. Like, they know how deep all this goes. Yeah, it's really obvious. But
that's why we worry more about our dicks than our hearts, man.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
And, oh, man. Ah, dude, you got a small heart. Eh. Ah, man, you got a small dick. You know, and like that cuts deeper for some people.
And nobody cares. Who really cares you have a big heart? Who really cares?
Nobody.
Nobody. I'm telling you, nobody cares.
Nope.
If you think about it, this dude, Bobby Shmurda. He just got out of prison. He's a rapper.
Mm-hmm. I heard of him.
Well, tell me why. There are people that are literally homeless. This dude gets out. Everybody's giving him money. I'm just like, bro, this is just really so funny. Like, it just shows you, like, the world is, like, really backward. It really shows you, like, this man can get out in like the first day, literally, first couple of days, look like he already up millions. Are you kidding me? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not even like such much of a comparison thing. It just goes to show you they're not going to reward this matrix is not going to reward you. The matrix, not the universe, this matrix is not going to reward you if you're a good person, have a big heart, trying to help people. It's not. It's not only the universe and God's will, God's purpose for your life that's manifesting is going to. The matrix won't, because the matrix know what you're going to do with that energy, because money, resources, into the energy, you're going to use it to help people, and they can't have that.
That's right. They don't want you. They don't want you giving service out.
Think if you're worth $1 billion and all you did is start homeless shelters everywhere. You think they're going to really have that? They already, that's what I'm saying. Everything is deeper than what we really think. Listen, what about Inception? What if they already know what you're thinking? Huh? What if, how do they already have a plan? They already knew what you're thinking 3 months ago. They're already thinking of a plan 3 months ago. I already know the truth. They're not fooling me. I know the truth. I'm telling you. They're not fooling me. I know it. It's obvious. They wouldn't make movies about the shit. They wouldn't make movies about it. Literally showing you right there, the whole movie showing you that they're in your mind. Really showing you right there. Just don't want to wake up. It's crazy to me. Like, man, once you wake up, it is crazy. I ain't gonna lie. You just wake, you know what I'm saying? You wake up. Like, you really, like, you see shit for what it really be. It's crazy as hell. Yeah, it is. But shit, I'd be woke to sleep. I don't give a fuck. I'd rather be woke than sleep. I'd rather have knowledge, wisdom, vigor, and purpose in life, and know what I'm supposed to do. Honestly, like, some people just walking around, they don't know what they're supposed to do. They don't know why they feel bad. Like you just said, they're eating bad. They're not putting right things in the body.
Or in their mind.
Or in their mind, exactly.
They're listening to
very negative people.
Low vibe music.
Yeah, I feel you on that. And I probably need to start listening to some music that I'm listening to. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you, honestly, because it's not the highest vibration.
Everything is about energy and vibration and frequency. It's true. It's not just what you eat. That's facts. You know, that goes back to accountability, though. Nobody's perfect. I mean, goddamn, nobody's perfect. Come on now. It's going to be perfect in everything. There's no way. If you're perfect in everything, I truly feel like you wouldn't have a body. The reason I say that is because you, I truly feel like once you remember everything, you can't have a body. Because that means, I think that, like, you've ascended past, like, a body. Like, you can, like, literally just be air. You get what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to be a body. You can be light as a feather. You don't need to just be a body. Your body, look how dense a body is. Like, come on, now we know it. Body, no matter how, oh, I want to weigh 100 pounds. 100 pounds is still a lot. It's still a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If you really think about it.
That's heavy still, to lift.
Exactly. 100 pounds. Are you kidding me? Like, come on now. How light, like, really are we, like, in these meat suits? Like, how light are we really, like? Come on now. Come on now. Like, can't get too light either. Like, you got to stay within your parameters.
Yeah.
For your body.
Oh, 100%, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But we get so distracted with life.
Right.
And then we get, because of the distraction, we get like, instead of doing our own research for ourselves, on ourselves, we're just like, what do you think I should do?
Yeah, we rely on the government. It's fucked up.
We rely on everything but ourselves.
Speaking of facts, listen, the reason for that, because we forgot this. What we forgot is our body was the most intricate system that was ever made and ever will be created in the universe. So what does that mean? We were already created. What does that mean? The greatest creation was already created. I'm telling you, how smart are we? Yeah, we're smart. But we didn't create ourselves. You didn't create your bloodline and lineage. I promise you, it just happened.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened. You get what I'm saying? Like, it just happened. All these things just happened. Like, they're already there.
I'm like, with you.
It's just facts. Like, people don't understand, like, God is, the universe, whatever name you want to put, is real. That's the only thing that matters. I'm telling you, that's it. Nothing else really matters except serving that purpose, which you know what it is, because it's what makes you happy. And whatever really makes you happy is, in some way, shape, or form, helping other people and helping animals, helping the planet, helping, contributing. Having a contribution, giving in some way, with a big heart, with a loving heart, you know, caring, being of understanding, having mercy, having patience with people, which is very hard. It takes time and practice. I've seen it firsthand in my own life. Once you have patience with people, people will respect you. I promise you, people will really respect you a lot more.
You know what it also takes? Fucking willpower.
Willpower, and that's what goes hand in hand with seeming attention.
Yep.
Willpower goes through the fucking roof.
Speaking on that, so I'm working on a method, and I realized something that really worked for me when I was like, basically in a sense, quitting meat, right? And like, what worked with me with quitting meat was I stopped eating it. I stopped eating it like once a week, and then I stopped eating it. Once I got used to not eating it once a week, I stopped eating it twice a week. And once I got once it got past like 4 or 5 days, it was really easy just to let it go. Right. So I can basically go, and it's not even, I honestly don't, I think I just get bored and I'm just like, fuck it. or I have way too much energy and I need to calm down and nothing else will like help it. But what I've realized is that I can basically go Monday to Friday totally cool, right? And like it's like not even like think about like and my focus is like everywhere else. So I've got it down like to 4 to 5 days of like complete just like focus on everything else and like not even thinking about it. And so I just really need to like the next step is to go Monday to Saturday. Know what I mean?
Gotcha. Monday to Saturday.
Monday to Saturday, right? Completely like semen retention 100%, right? And then after that would be to go Monday to Sunday. And then it basically is just down to then whenever I choose to. Right? But, you know, at the end of the day, after the discussion that we had, the resounding thing was, is basically just to have, like, control on... it's not even, like, control on instincts. It's a control on... like, I don't think desire is the right word, but it's close to it. Right? Like, to have... I guess controlling like my oh God, I don't even know what it is. But it really does come down to self-control. Right? And then at the end of the day also, it's about like, who are you really trying to prove this to? Right? And it really only should come back to like yourself.
Right, because, like, you're going to have so much fucking... I don't know if that would be. It probably was.
I have no clue. It's all good, though. We're back.
We are back. God damn it. Back and better than ever. Okay. But, listen, what were we just talking about?
Oh, my God. I totally forgot. You know what I got to get better at? I got to get better. I got to get better at posting episodes.
At posting episodes.
I'm the worst, dude. I have, like, I can't even look at it, but I'm pretty sure I have at least 6 to 7, could be up to 10 episodes that I haven't even posted yet. But the best part is that I don't have an audience that are like, hey, how come you haven't posted this? Or how come you haven't done that? Like, literally no one knows that this exists. Mm-hmm. So I figure I can just get to it when I get to it. I think that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
You know, and until people pay attention... Like, until there's an audience, I don't see a point in, like, rushing anything.
Right.
Right? But maybe that's the problem, maybe. But on the other end, do I really want anyone to, like... I want people to discover this shit, dude. But, like, do people discover things anymore?
I mean... I discovered semen retention. So
the answer is yes. So then exactly. People just choose not to.
They're ignorant, exactly, because they know it all.
Did you just say they know it all?
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows everything. If you know everything, you're not going to learn anything. What's there to learn if you know everything?
That's right.
There's no room. You just said in your mind, my mind is full. I know everything.
Yeah.
So your mind's like, okay, you know everything. We're not going to learn anything else knowing you don't know everything. Because if you really knew everything, you would never close your mind because you know that's ignorant.
Yeah.
Even if you supposedly know everything, you're still going to say, I'm still learning. Just to fool your mind so you might learn something else. Because you know, you already know. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of them things, wisdom, just being wise. Simple.
100%, dude. Mm-hmm. Takes people a moment, though.
Back. Man, wisdom is all we all need. So, never go wrong with a little sprinkle of wisdom here and there, man. I'm telling you right now.
Agreed.
We all need wisdom in our lives. It's true.
But that takes time, dude. Again, that takes patience.
It does. That's a see. There you go. There you go.
It takes awareness. And I think it takes like a level of like giving a fuck too.
Right, you definitely do have to give a fuck.
Yeah. And I wonder how many people do.
Not that many.
Right.
No, like for real, not that many people really care.
But definitely. Yeah, not enough.
Really, like, why every time, like, girl, I don't got all the money in the world. Like, what are you talking about? Why every time somebody on the side of the road, I'm the only person giving them money. I'm telling you. And they tell me nobody else stopped. Nobody else cared. Nobody. Every time. I'm telling you, I know. Nobody gives a fuck. People don't give a fuck. They care about them. What am I doing today? Fucking selfish. That's fine. Like, we're not going to sit here and judge them. That's fine. That's what they want to do. But God's not going to really bless you. I'm telling you, you have to help people. It's not an if and. People think this is a game out here. God gives us this life so we can use it for God. For the universe purpose. Yeah, we don't have this life for our own will. That's what people don't understand.
You're given an opportunity to serve and you choose not to.
You can exactly, but people think you have to serve. You have to walk in this straight line. You can't. You see what I'm saying? That's a program.
Is basically allowing yourself to be yourself.
Be yourself. Exactly. You're not being something you're not. Like I said, you're not just walking in a straight line every day.
Like the planet, the planet doesn't like duplicates, doesn't care for it.
Right.
The planet doesn't want copies, it wants individual. Like, it wants originals.
Right. Telling you. Facts. No facts. You couldn't agree more. I mean, think of the original compared to a copy of anything. Like, come on now.
Unless it's digital.
Yeah, exactly. Unless it's digital. Digital, be anything physical. It's just, it's night and day difference. What are you talking about? Babe Ruth signed? What are you talking about? Like, it's going, Michael Jordan. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
So. But, damn, I can't, I think I did that twice. I ended it. I kind of want to pick back up tomorrow just because it's kind of like
100%,
I kind of fucked up the podcast tonight.
No, not at all. You never fucked up anything, dude, but we can continue tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, like I said, I just feel
not tomorrow, but like maybe Friday or the week. No, fuck. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That is fine. Trust me. Just, I'll hit you on Instagram, obviously, and,
100%, dude. Well, like, dude, it's also like, it's also almost 12 o'clock your time.
Yeah, it's about 11:50. So
yeah, so like, you need to go get some rest and go kick ass tomorrow and go do your thing, right? So,
I appreciate it, my man. Like I said, next time, because it really was because I can like, you can hear me sometimes whenever I switch out to another screen, but sometimes you can't, so. I got to keep it on the screen, and then, like, the red button is right there. Like, I'll be, like, pressing the button down there, and then, like, I'll just hit it. But, like I said, next time, I definitely want to do that. We're going to keep it one take in the podcast for sure next time. So, don't worry about that. But,
I appreciate it. I appreciate your time, dude.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure, man. I appreciate you.
All right, man.
Like, always.
All right. I'll see you next time on the waves.
You stay blessed, my man. You know we're going to connect in soon, sir. Don't worry about it.
100%, man. Be well. Stay blessed.
You too, my man.
Peace.
All right. You too.